Eye of the Beholder by Jane Ann Krentz. Read by Jen Taylor.
This one is for Alberta Castle, the best mother in the world. And she just happens to be my mother. Thanks for everything, Mom. Prologue. Avalon, Arizona, 12 years earlier. He swept into the house out of the hot desert night, an avenging warlock from the dark canyons carrying thunder and lightning in his fists. Alexa froze at the top of the stairs when she heard his voice in the hall. Her sudden stillness was instinctive, the immediate elemental reaction of any creature to the presence of a potential predator. "I don't know whether it was you or Guthrie who killed my father, Kenyon," he said. "Hell, for all I know, the two of you planned it together." The night was warm, but Alexa shivered in the shadows above the hall. John Laird Trask was young, somewhere in his early 20s, but the taut control he exerted over his icy rage would have done credit to a man twice his age. "You listen to me, son, and you listen good." Lloyd Kenyon spoke with a calm authority that reverberated with an underlying sympathy. "No one murdered your father. Once you've had a chance to cool down and think about it, you'll accept the facts. It was a tragic accident."
"Bullshit. Dad was a good driver, and he knew that road. He didn't go off Avalon Point by accident. One of you forced him over the edge."
Alexa felt suddenly lightheaded. A strange, unfamiliar panic left her fighting for breath. Trask was threatening Lloyd. He was not only a much younger man, he was even bigger than Lloyd, who still had plenty of bulk and muscle left over from the days when he had run construction crews. Her anxiety for Lloyd's safety took her by surprise. Until tonight, she would have sworn that she had no strong personal attachment to him. She and her